watching FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. We're at the Surfaces Show on the first day, actually before it opens, and I'm in the Mullican booth standing here with Neil Poland, who's president of Mullican. Neil, how you doing?
Very good, Kemp. Super to be out here.
Yeah, thanks for being with us. You know, this is interesting to be at a show, and, you know, it was at the Sands for a long time. Are you having trouble finding everything?
Well, it is an adjustment. I will say that. I mean, at the Sands, it was kind of mindless. You walk back and forth for years, the same track, and it's a challenge, but we're hoping that, you know, the performance over here is a step up or an improvement this year.
Yeah, you did well in picking your booth space. You've got a beautiful space here. It looks like it's a little bit bigger than the space you had at the Sands. So let's first talk a little bit about Mullican. You guys were pretty smart. I got to compliment you, because in 2004, around that time, you moved from being a kind of a supplier to the builder market to focusing on your retail, and that really has paid off for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's been really key to our success the last couple of years. I mean, when I say success relative to the tough economy, but in 04, 05, we really looked at strategically the fact that at some point the builder market was going to turn down. Obviously, we were projecting a 15% downturn in housing, not a 75%. So it was crucially important to the success of the company that we put a lot more of investment into merchandising, marketing, to the remodel replacement segment.
And your product mix back in 04 was primarily unfinished and sold to the builder market, and then you've gotten in with pre-finished, and I think your mix is somewhere along the lines of 80-20, about 80% hardwood solid and about 20% engineered, is that right?
You know, over the last couple of years it's been that. I mean, this in 2010, it shifted back a little bit to unfinished because there was a real shortage in the industry. You know, we have a lot of good customers out there that still sell quite a volume of unfinished flooring. And I think one of our big values as a supplier to them is we're able to pump out production very quickly when there's a shortage in the market to fill their void.
Well, let's talk about market conditions. We know, as you said a minute ago, we're in a depressed market. Are you sensing that 11 is going to be a better year?
Maybe in the second half. I'd sense that it's going to start out very rough in this first quarter of the year. I mean, the weather certainly hasn't helped, but last year started turning down in the fourth quarter, and, you know, we're having a tough time, I think, as an industry, really gaining any momentum yet. And hopefully we'll get a break in the weather. If it was like it is out here in Las Vegas, we'd be in good shape.
Well, let's talk about what you're talking to your retailers at the show about. I see there's a lot of water, some AquaShield. Talk a little bit about AquaShield.
The AquaShield system is a product that we've worked on developing for 4 years. It's a combination of a moisture barrier system and a product that is specifically designed to perform well in average or slightly above average moisture conditions. And, you know, we're given a lifetime warranty. We put a lot of effort into this as a company, and the whole idea is to try to get, at the retail level, people confident in selling 4 and 5 inch widths of solid oak flooring. I think for years, the average flooring retailer has stayed away from aggressively promoting 4 and 5 inch for fear of cupping or buckling. Now, with Mullican Flooring, they have a lifetime moisture warranty when they sell a 4 and 5 inch solid oak pre-finished floor.
Okay, so this is on solid versus engineered, or is it on both?
The AquaShield system is specifically designed for solid. It's a whole solid system. Obviously, engineered's pretty dimensionally stable, and the moisture isn't as much of an issue, but a lot of people really want the value and, you know, the solid structural benefits associated with a three-quarter solid oak floor, and therefore they've, you know, we see this as a big opportunity for us in the future.
Okay. Now, does this allow this flooring to be to go into kitchens and down into basements? Because that's been a place people shied away with solid, right?
Yeah, I mean, it still needs to go over plywood subfloor system. You put down the Mullican moisture mat, which is kind of like just a regular red rosin paper that is specially formulated to, you know, repel moisture, but mainly be installed over 3/4 inch OSB and plywood across the country. in suspended construction.
All right, talk a little bit more. You have some other products that you're offering a lifetime warranty on, right?
We started out with lifetime warranty, just focused on this introduction of Meridian Point. We're now also going to include it on our St. Andrews, Mirfield, and Greenhaven products. It's a new finish, Claritage Extra from PPG, that enables the finish to retain its gloss far longer than any UV-cured urethane floors have in the past. So it's a big step up, and you know, we're going to offer the lifetime warranty and have full confidence with the testing that PPG and ourselves have done that it will perform very, very well.
All right, I know last year you introduced an engineered product called Castilian, and I think you've expanded that line to a solid, some solid offerings this year. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct. I mean, the Castilian has the French bleed appearance, to where you get a variety of colors and looks in kind of a, you know, a 3D dimension across the grain of the floor. You know, we feel like this is the next wave of design trends in upper end wood floors.
Okay. Well, Neil, I appreciate you spending time with us talking about your new products. You know, one of the things I didn't say when we first started, I usually do Brian Greenwell, and he's a Tennessee fan, and I've got to look up to you as a Gator fan, but you did better this year, right?
Well, we beat the Vols. That's about it. We had kind of a weak year, as you know, but we'll be back.
Well, I hope we will, too, probably in a year or two. So, you know, one thing I failed to mention, Neil, before we go is you're actually the chairman of the NWFA, so you kind of serve a role there. I guess that keeps you busy, doesn't it?
Yes. I mean, it's been I've been involved with the NWFA board for 6 or 7 years. We've accomplished a lot in the last several years, starting with our RPP procurement program, which is, you know, promotes sustainability of the industry. And, you know, we've expanded our offering of services to manufacturers and distributors as an association. And really, the NWFA serves as a great foundation for future industry growth when we get a turnaround in the economy.
All right, Neil, I appreciate you spending time with us again. We've been talking to Neil Poland, president of Mullican, at their space at Surfaces 2011. And you've been watching Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.